Now you can subscribe to Bob Enyart's monthly Bible study DVDs. These verse-by-verse Bible study videos are great for family Bible study or even starting your own neighborhood Bible study. Each month, you get 4 or 5 Bible study sessions on 2 DVDs. You can subscribe by calling 1-800-8-ENYART or online at kgovstore.com. That's kgovstore.com.
It's D-Day. Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Doug McBurney, it's D-Day if we spell personhood backwards.
I like that.
It's D-Day.
It's D-Day.
Today, they're voting in Mississippi, and we should get a report from the state a little later in the show.
We want a report from the field. We went to the internet. The latest update we got was 0% to 0% with 0 precincts reporting.
That's right.
That's the latest we have available here, but we have boots on the ground there.
We have boots on the ground. Personhood USA, Personhood Mississippi. They got people all over the state. They're leading Christian ministries, including the powerhouse American Family Association that is fully supporting Mississippi's personhood amendment effort. So we'll find out, Lord willing, we'll find out within hours whether or not Mississippi becomes the first state. And by the way, the media, some of the media that are reporting on this, and pretty much all the media reporting on this, they're saying that Mississippi may be the first state to pass a personhood amendment. And I like how they say first state, because the implication is there may be or there likely will be others. And of course, there will be.
There will be. And that's one of the things I wanted to talk about, Bob, is the fact that the personhood movement has achieved a pretty major victory just with the campaign. If I go to my Google alert from this morning and from yesterday morning, we've got stories in Business Week. We've got the Washington University, the Washington Post, the Associated Press, BP News, WMC TV, the Examiner over in Britain. We've got the Huffington Post. Mother Jones.
You know,
we've got
Mother Jones, all
these liberal and left-leaning media outlets, Bob, are being forced into this
conversation. To talk about the baby and when is it a baby. And abortion is wrong because it's a baby, and it's always wrong to intentionally kill a baby. So when we get them to talk about the issue, you know, human rights campaigns require raising public awareness of an injustice.
Exactly.
That's an important part of it. And when you debate, if we debated about slavery, what's a valid price to pay for a black woman? If that was the big debate, well, then you don't get anywhere. No. Thankfully, not only in America, but in England and around the world, slavery, for the most part, has become unthinkable and indefensible. And it's largely because of Christians who fought on the basis of the God-given right to life and liberty.
That's right. And they talked about the personhood of the slave at a time when the majority of the people didn't really even consider the personhood of the slave. It took many years just to elevate the conversation, and that's where we are now. But it's just a major victory. Just real quick, USA Today, WMC TV, The Wall Street Journal, The Financial Times, CNN. These are all in my inbox this morning, stories on the personhood of the unborn child. So congratulations to Colorado Right to Life, American Right to Life, Personhood USA, Personhood Mississippi for the
American
victory that you've
Life
already
League.
Won. You've already, American Life
well,
League.
Well, it's happening, right? There is a bona fide movement all over America.
Amen.
And the movement is forcing people to ask the question, answer the question, when does a person become a person?
Yeah.
And of course, a person is a person no matter how small.
Amen. Anyway, it's really exciting. I can't wait. We're going to try and reach one of our happy, cheerful warriors down in Mississippi at some point.
But before that, let's do a little bit of news.
Well, there was only one other story I was interested in mentioning today. And that's this how do you say it? It's a scandal at Penn State. It's a despicable, vile, disgusting story of a trainer associated with the Penn State football team and working for Coach Joe Paterno, one of the legends in college football, I've been told. And apparently there was a long-term situation in which his trainer was molesting young boys and apparently was even
so disgusting,
was caught by members of the Penn State staff. And instead of the police being called and charges being filed, they tried to handle it as an internal matter. And now, now it's exploded out onto the front pages.
One staff member apparently witnessed a sexual molestation going on the school property in the yes. locker room, if I recall.
Yeah, and let's be clear, this is trainer Jerry Sandusky. It's not Joe
Sandusky.
Paterno himself.
Right.
Jerry Sandusky apparently was even caught in the act on at least one occasion. And
And this is a man with a boy, and something that the homosexual community has never been able to get itself to acknowledge is that when a man molests a boy, it's not a heterosexual molestation. It's a homosexual molestation.
Yeah.
When a man molests a girl, that's a heterosexual molestation. This is a homosexual molestation. And, Doug, this is epidemic. The percentage of children who are molested by adults, there is, against all percentages of the population, boys are molested by men to an extraordinary degree, far beyond the percentage representation of homosexuals in the population. And one reason is because homosexuality is a fundamental rebellion against God. It's people saying, you're not going to tell me what to do. And whatever boundary God draws, then they're going to knock it down. And sex with children is rampant in not only the homosexual community, but in their writings and among their leaders and in the battles that they have fought.
Amen. And you know what? That boundary that was broken back somewhere back in the 1950s when someone in the ruling class decided that here in the United States we would begin to tolerate pornography. That was a barrier that was broken back in the 50s, right around the time of your birth, as a matter of fact.
Right, 59. Playboy and Penthouse were out. And because God had said that sex is only appropriate and acceptable and wonderful within marriage.
That's right.
Outside of the bounds of marriage, sex is destructive and it's undignified and it's dangerous. And so then the world broke down that boundary and they said, well, forget about marriage. It's just consenting adults and we could make pornography and.
Mm-hmm.
And then they broke down the next boundary and the next boundary. And pretty soon the boundary is gender, and then it's species, and then it's children.
And the liberals and the leftists, they mock the Christians for warning them about the road that they're headed down. But if you go back and you look at what's happened in the past 50 some odd years since the legalization of pornography, this is where we've gotten. And I just want to comment because a radio host yesterday, Bob, went through the litany of Joe Paterno's achievements in college football. And when you hear the litany of Joe Paterno's achievements, you have to admit that he's had a very impressive career. And this radio host yesterday said on the radio, well, whatever happens in this situation with trainer Sandusky, whatever happens, what Paterno achieved can never be taken away from him.
That is so disgusting, Doug. It is just disgusting.
And it's not
true. So you molest children, and what we really care about is how many wins versus losses.
Right. Or in the case of Joe Paterno, you tolerate a child molester on your staff, and it's becoming more and more obvious that this was fairly well known amongst the staff. Everything can be taken away.
Of course.
Joe Paterno... What is his legacy now?
Well, with O.J. Simpson, you know, does it matter how many yards he got in his Heisman Trophy or that he's in jail and he's a murderer?
That's what matters.
Right. And that's what matters before God. And that is your legacy, what matters before God.
That's right. And you remember what Jesus said in one of our all-time favorite Bible passages. What,
are you going to read it?
I'm going to read the
warning,
Bible.
Warning, 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 Will Robinson, there are Bible verses up ahead. For those in the audience who advocate pluralism and diversity, we know here at Bob and Your Live that you'd like to censor anyone who would dare quote a Bible verse in public. So this warning gives you fair notice that raw, unadulterated truth is about to be uttered.
And Jesus said, "For I say to you, that to everyone who has will be given, and from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. Wow. But bring here those enemies of mine who did not want me to reign over them and slay them before me." Unquote. That's Jesus Christ
said that?
In the New Testament.
I thought he was only gentle and tender and forgiving, non-confrontational.
Well, slay them before me is
that's
pretty confrontational.
It's a bit more than I'm used to hearing.
It might even be considered judgmental.
You know what? I think the Lord is the Lord.
Yeah.
I think.
That's right.
Hey, Doug, you know what this reminds me of, this coach, Aaron?
This horrible story.
It reminds me of Michael Eisner.
Michael Eisner,
longtime CEO
Disney.
Of Disney.
Okay.
And he's the one who decided that Ellen DeGeneres would come out on national TV as a lesbian. That was Eisner.
That was Eisner.
According to TV Guide.
I believe it's
way
true.
Way back when.
I believe.
Well, here's why it reminds me of him. Because Eisner then hired a convicted homosexual child molester, Victor Salva, who was into videos, making movies.
Yeah.
And he videotaped himself molesting a young boy.
Oh.
And he was convicted with videotape evidence. Michael Eisner, Disney, hires him to make a movie of his life story to defend himself, but it's a metaphor. The movie was titled Powder.
Remember that? Yes.
And it's about somebody who's different. Powder was all white.
That's right.
And Powder, how dare you disapprove of Powder just because he's different? And the scene in the movie, do you know what the scene was in the movie right before the Powder character got beat up? Do you know what it was?
I've got to confess, I never saw the film.
You didn't?
No.
Neither did I.
That's good.
I read this review.
That's good that you didn't. Okay.
Doug, right before this Powder, who represents a homosexual child molester, the director, producer, right. Victor Salva.
He got beat up in the movie.
He gets beat up in the movie. The scene right before, he's in a locker room of a high school, and there's a boy taking a shower.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the scene. He looks at the boy taking the shower. Then he gets beat up as a metaphor of himself. How dare anyone disapprove of him for wanting to have sex with boys?
Wow.
It is so despicable. And, you know, Hollywood does this. In fact, Disney made a movie that was so disgusting. I won't give the title.
Thank you.
It was Hollywood reviewers, secular critics, condemned the movie. Disney said they were making a documentary about teen prostitution.
Yeah.
And the secular critics across America, they said this movie is nothing more than child pornography.
Wow.
This was an excuse by Disney to make a child porn movie. And that's one of the reasons so many families despise the Disney Corporation, because of their concerted effort to destroy the morality of children and families.
And Disney, one of the largest purveyors of children's entertainment in the world.
Yeah, so you got to be very careful with Disney material.
Yeah.
Have you heard of the little church that could? Join Pastor Bob Benyart at Denver Bible Church for Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., worship service from 10:50 until noon, and our Sunday evening Bible study at 6 p.m. Located at Two Roads School at 7180 Oak Street in Arvada, Colorado. Join us on Sundays as we study the meat of the Word of God, to worship our awesome Creator, and to equip the saints for the service of the Lord.
Welcome back, Bob and Yurt Live with Doug McBurney in studio. Doug, thanks for joining me.
Well, it's an honor and a pleasure. I couldn't help but I was attracted to the studio knowing that it was Election Day in Mississippi.
Election Day in Mississippi, and it's November 8th.
And it's November 8th on top of that.
The movie Alleged is out today.
Oh, that's right.
On DVD and Blu-ray. I ordered my copy at Walmart.
Oh, you can order it at Walmart?
Well, I went to their website. It was easy enough, you know, and I just said, have it delivered to my local store. Shipping is free.
Really?
And it might be there, but I wanted to order it because as consumers, we have the ability to put important materials in front of other people's eyes.
Right, right.
So you could order it at Amazon.com, of course, but it'll be there for until the Lord returns.
Right.
It'll be on Amazon.
Uh-huh.
But Walmart's shelves, they are the number one retailer of DVDs in the country. So when you order it through Walmart, it motivates the purchasers at Walmart to go ahead and stock it.
And even the uninitiated might come across it at some point.
Exactly. And how exciting, and Christmas is coming up, people buy gifts. This is, in fact, this has already won the Dove Award. ChristianCinema.com has reviewed it, given it a wonderful review. There are wonderful reviews at Amazon.com for the movie, including by industry professionals.
Yeah.
It's just a very well-produced movie.
So the title is Alleged.
Alleged.
And it's all about the Scopes Monkey Trial.
Yeah, evolution, creation, and it sets this story in this perfect, idyllic, historic setting.
Right.
Where you feel like you're in Tennessee in 1925. You just feel like you're there.
I have to confess that I did see some of the scenes prior to release.
Yeah.
And it really did. It felt like you
wasn't it great?
It was incredible. Very well-made movie.
Yeah. And it's got so many leading stars. So, okay, now, hey, Doug, we've got our update from Mississippi.
Boots on the ground. Let's go.
What an honor. Chet Gallagher. Chet, welcome back to Bob and Ert Live.
Well, Bob, it's always a privilege to be with you. I'm just thankful for all that you're doing there in Colorado. And also encouraging believers across the nation to pray today is the day when Mississippi makes history.
Well, absolutely right. We have Doug McBurney here in studio, Chet. Doug McBurney.
Hey, Doug. How are you, brother?
I'm doing great, Chet. I've been praying for you guys without ceasing for the last 24 hours, but regularly for the past year or so.
Yeah, and of course, Doug is one of the personhood leaders here in Colorado. And so, Chet, we can't get any news out of Mississippi.
What's happening, Chet?
What's going on there? What is happening at the polls?
My friend Ron Dewey and I are actually driving through seven counties of Mississippi. We started at 7 a.m. this morning when the Lord woke us up, and this has instructed us to get the battle focused where it needs to be, and that is in the spiritual warfare, lifting up Jesus. We decided that in our last day that what we're going to do is we're going to keep the focus where it needs to be, and that's advancing the kingdom of God and using the power and the authority he gives us in prayer. And we have determined, as we start out this morning at 7 a.m.
Oh, I think we just lost Chet. Hey,
lost
Doug.
Chet. If part of the news blackout.
We'll try to get. What? Maybe it was the FCC.
we'll try to get him
maybe
back.
It was the Federal Election Commission.
Yeah,
maybe it's the FEC.
Oh, man.
The FCC or the FAA.
One of those.
We'll try to get Chet back on, but he said in his last day, you know, I think it's Berlusconi's last day over in Italy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But Berlusconi's last day.
How's he going to spend his last day?
The leader of Italy. You know, he's always mocking those who care about right and wrong and morality.
Yeah.
And he brags about his adulterous lifestyle and all. And they're socialists throughout Europe, as we are becoming increasingly here.
Yes.
And Italy is fast on the heels of Greece because socialism eventually runs out of other people's money.
That's right. You can only steal so much money.
Right. Eventually, yeah, you run out. And guess what? The laws of economics are like the laws of physics.
Well,
you cannot, regardless of whether you're a legislature, a court, or an emperor, you cannot pass a law and change economics. You can't do it.
No, can't be done. And Mr. Berlusconi, well, the rest of them are going to learn that lesson. The unfortunate thing, Bob, is that when that whole calliope comes down there with the EU, you know, the EU?
Yeah, the EU.
The EU. Yeah, when all that crashes, it's not going to be healthy for us. It's going to make our life more difficult.
No, of course. And America is struggling.
Yeah.
Compared to so many countries in the world, we're living in a lap of luxury, but we are struggling compared to where we should be for sure.
Yeah.
And any reasonable accounting of our books shows that we're in trouble.
Yeah.
But, you know, Doug, take a conservative like Mike Rosen, if we have a minute before we get Chet Gallagher back on KOA.
A Republican.
Yeah, maybe. Republican conservative.
I thought you said conservative, but surely you meant Republican.
I misspoke.
What's his name again?
Let me take it back.
What's his name?
Pro-pornography Mike Rosen.
Mike Rosen,
over on KOA.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard him say that we need to end Social Security?
End it?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard him say
no,
we have to
he's,
end it.
He's not principled enough to say that.
No.
But, Doug, in a nation, the financial security of a nation is representative of the financial security of individuals and families within the nation.
That makes sense.
And so when the majority of the families are financially secure long term,
yeah,
then the nation could be secure. If they are not, the nation cannot be secure.
Sounds logical.
Right?
Yeah.
And so Social Security, what it does is it tells millions of families, you don't have to worry about your long-term financial security. The government will take care of you.
Mm.
And so the initial protection of my family financially,
yeah,
for when we get older, Cheryl and I,
mm-hmm,
the initial bills that you're going to have to cover, and your rent or your mortgage,
yeah,
and your food and your health care, that is your greatest motivation to take care of that.
Yeah.
And after you take care of that, then it's other things, disposable income, and then your motivation begins to decrease. So if Social Security is there and it's going to keep people from living on the streets,
yeah,
it's robbing tens of millions of families of the strongest part of their motivation to do well financially throughout their lives.
You know, it's amazing, Bob. That's why I love to do the show with you, because I never thought of that. But, you know, I lost my job back when the Great Recession started,
yeah,
November of 2008.
Yeah.
And I remember that it was...
You're still paying your bills, Doug.
It was a daily fear every morning thinking,
yeah,
about the house, the food, the basic health care. What if one of my kids gets sick?
The wife.
All of that. The basics, though,
right,
got me out of bed in the morning and kept me working until,
right,
dark. And then if you work that hard every day, some days you end up with more money at the end of the day.
And even more than the job that you lost potentially.
Certainly.
And
yeah,
if you've got 6 months of unemployment insurance.
Yeah.
Extend it to 9 months or 12 months.
99 weeks.
Well, then you don't have to 2 years.
You lose a lot of your...
You lose some of the motivation. Now, liberals assume that all this is make-believe,
yeah,
and that everyone is fully motivated for the public welfare.
Yeah.
Which is liberal.
Yeah, that's...
It's absurd. And so when the government robs tens of millions of families of the greatest part of their motivation to make sure they are secure financially for the future, then what happens is the government puts the financial security of the nation at risk.
Mm.
And that's why it's people like Mike Rosen who are more dangerous for our economy than the socialists like Barack Obama, and just name them.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Pick
so it's the phony, baloney, unprincipled, so-called
conservative Republicans who really are just socialist enough so that they can be accepted and not disapproved of by, let's say, the Republican Party power base.
Yeah, it makes people comfortable with a certain,
yeah,
level of socialism that's dangerous.
So if those who have studied economics and should know what will destroy and erode the foundation of a country, and those who have not studied economics and they don't know, well, if the ones who should know advocate things that do destroy the foundation of a nation, then what chance does the nation have to succeed? And so that's why God said, do not murder,
mm-hmm,
do not steal,
yeah,
do not commit adultery. I think we could establish with Mike Rosen as just an example.
Okay.
There's 10,000 of him all over the country,
yeah,
in the media. And so kill unborn children.
Mm.
Go ahead and let doctors kill the elderly or the sick,
yeah,
if they don't want to live anymore. Maybe even eventually, like in Europe and elsewhere, where they just can't even say for themselves they want to be euthanized. But we all know, you know, like with Terri Schiavo, she's better off if you starve her to death.
Yeah, right.
which you went down to Florida and tried to bring her a cup of water.
Yes.
Thank you for doing that,
on
Doug.
On Easter Sunday,
from Denver Bible Church.
There were several of us down there, isn't
that? Several from the church.
Leslie
and if I
Hanks.
Recall, you got arrested.
Got arrested, yes.
Yeah. Thank you for being there.
Well,
trying to...
It was an amazing experience.
Yeah.
Leslie Hanks was there from Colorado
Leslie
Rights
Hanks.
Of Life, one of my...
Yeah.
An inspirational figure in my life. And it was just amazing to be able to stand next to them and stand up.
So,
and...
so when you're a conservative Republican like Mike Rosen, and you say, well, you can kill unborn children and you could kill the sick and the elderly if they want to die or if they can't speak up for themselves.
Right.
And sex outside of marriage is great. In fact, I've got my favorite porn sites.
Wow.
Quoting Mike Rosen.
Mike Rosen.
Of KOA.
That doesn't surprise me.
No. And socialism is okay. And taking money from struggling families to give it to the, say, the multimillion-dollar Colorado Rockies Corporation.
Yeah.
Because Mike says he likes baseball. Mm-hmm. And that way you get a better baseball stadium.
Hmm.
Or Social Security, which robs the nation of the greatest part of its motivation for financial security.
Bob, you've just laid out a plethora, a panoply of some of the biggest social, cultural, spiritual problems that we all face.
Yeah.
They face the country every day. Bob, what are we supposed to do about all of these problems? I mean, they're so diverse.
Personhood is the dagger in the heart of liberalism.
Wow.
Personhood.
That is heavy-duty statement.
Because when Christians rise up and say, you are not going to kill children in our nation, then the nation is humbled before God.
Yeah.
And so personhood is the most... Term limits?
I'm not getting all aflutter about term limits.
Yeah. When we stand before the Lord, he's not going to say, you stood up for term limits.
My good and faithful servant.
Right. But... to stand up for the innocent,
amen,
to love your neighbor, to honor God as our creator. And he is the lawgiver who said, do not kill the innocent. Thou shalt not murder. And he loves children and he knows them in the womb.
Mm.
These are things that matter for all of eternity. That's why, Doug, at Denver Bible Church, that's why personhood is one of the ministries of Denver Bible Church.
Absolutely. I love you say it's the dagger in the heart of liberalism. I can't wait to find out tomorrow morning that the voters in Mississippi have told the people of America, we are free to unshackle ourselves from the federal plantation that is murdering children.
Yeah.
And let the whole country know we're free. Bob, it could be the first step down the road,
it could
down
be
the right path.
Let's hope and let's pray. I talked to Leslie Hanks today, vice president of Colorado Right to Life, and she said, look, no matter what happens in Mississippi, we're pressing forward.
That's right.
But if we have a win, the momentum is going to be significant.
It'll be a steamroller, a whirlwind, so to speak.
Yeah,
yeah.
A whirlwind.
What will the Republicans talk about in their next debate if Mississippi votes to outlaw abortion?
Oh, I tell you, a lot of them will hate it, especially the ones who have endorsed personhood.
That's
they'll hate it the most.
It's going to make – yeah, I heard Mitt Romney was on board.
Oh, Mitt Romney
proving
is
he will say
pro-personhood.
Anything.
Hey, Mitt Romney is for and against homosexual marriage.
No.
He's for and against tax-funded abortion.
Yeah.
He's for and against personhood.
That's Mitt. That's our Mitt.
The only thing he's not for and against is his own nomination.
Thank you, Bob.
Doug McBurney, always great to have you in studio. Our website is kgov.com. Please pray for the Christians of Mississippi, and please help us if you can. kgov.com. God bless you.
Have you heard of the little church that could? Join Pastor Bob Benyart at Denver Bible Church for Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., worship service from 10:50 until noon, and our Sunday evening Bible study at 6 p.m. Located at Two Roads School at 7180 Oak Street in Arvada, Colorado. Join us on Sundays as we study the meat of the Word of God, to worship our awesome Creator and to equip the saints for the service of the Lord.